One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
What did you guys have over there? What kind of mix? What kind
in
of
Michigan,
nice...
we got, it's a lot of German whites. And then we got Chaldeans, you know? We got a Chaldean group.
What the hell is Chaldea?
It's Christian Iraqis.
Oh, wow.
Came over. Came over from the first Iraq war.
Oh, we let the Christians in.
And then they came over to a spot in Michigan. So all Michigan people are like, oh, yeah, we know Chaldeans. Oh, nobody else knows what they are. It's like a little Michigan secret. We have a little bunch of Christian Iraqis.
You have Christian Iraqis.
Yeah.
What's the Christian Iraq food like? They got kebabs and shit?
Oh, I don't know. We never tried it either. Went,
Just meatloaf every meal?
Yeah. We know they're there. That's enough.
You do have a Stouffer's ass face, Jeff.
That's right.
You have a right down the middle American cuisine face.
Yeah. Oh, you better believe we had milk with every meal.
Oh, no. Yeah. That shit is so fucking gross. That's interesting that type of trash travels across the country, because Foley is like that. Just pure, you know, Philadelphia.
Dude,
trash.
I went over to his place. Loves and milk. He's making a turkey and cheese sandwich on white bread, just mayo and a glass of milk. And I was like,
a glass of milk with a turkey mayo cheese sandwich?
I was like, you're 36.
That's
down.
Every shade of white possible. That's every shade of, like, from paper white to, like, cream. Yeah. All your foods are in that spectrum. Yeah. That's so fucking disgusting.
There's chips in there. There's potato chips.
Yeah, the only pop of colors if you went nacho Doritos that day. If it's Cinco de Mayo and you have nacho Doritos.
But it was sour cream and onion, you better believe it was sour cream.
Oh, fuck. That's so fucking gross.
Like, yeah, it's good.
That's not good.
That's how you're supposed to eat.
That's literally what dessert should be like. What you're describing is like savory dessert. Like texture, you know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking about that sliding down my throat, and it's pissing me off.
Enjoy the slide. Enjoy it.
Yeah, the white bread that, like, sticks to the roof of your mouth.
Yeah,
like,
no toasted, not toasted.
Yeah, no, not at all.
No. You gotta scoop that out with your tongue. That's how you do it.
That fucking sucks, dude.
My dad would order at a restaurant. He'd order spaghetti, and then he'd go, when it comes out, a cold glass of milk with the spaghetti.
No. That sucks.
He didn't want it to warm up. On
He needed it. I respect that at least. I do weirdly respect that he is strict with his temperatures. But what is he chasing there? What's the thing you want?
That's how you it's gotta be. Hot spaghetti,
cold milk. Hot spaghetti and cold milk. Because to me, milk is it's dessert coated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a treat. It's not to be eaten with your main course.
Yes, it shouldn't be with savory food.
So fucked up to be with savory food.
I mean, it's in the breakfast category.
Breakfast is...
I think it can slide.
No.
Lunch.
No, no, dinner. No, no. It cannot. Yeah. First of all, it can't even slide to lunch. You got really greedy, Jeff. Yeah. I was going to listen to you if you made a brunch-based argument. If you made a brunch-based argument, my ears were open. But that you tried to move it all the way to dinner.
You got your cereal and milk. Sandwich and milk.
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
For years, I've been craving pizza and cold milk.
Yeah.
I think about myself eating that when I was a kid, and I'm like, damn, that sounds like it would fucking hit.
But that's, come on no, over.
No, no, no. What that is summer camp palate. You know what I mean? That's like you get a box, you get a, that's like school lunch. We would get milk. That started early for me because they would give us milk, and as a child, I was disgusted. And I would always try and get chocolate milk and see it as a separate entity to my lunch, see it as my dessert.
Oh, yeah. That's why it's dessert for
same
you.
Way.
Yeah, but I think it's for everyone, it should be that way.
I was over there being like, give me that extra milk.
Can I get that 2%? Can I get 2%?
You get 2 2s and a skim. Well, Skim's for hydrating.
Yeah, of course. Skim's basically water. You fucking have a squeeze bottle full of Skim when you're running track.
Yeah. I'll give you the Skim.
But that's what you mix Gatorade with. You're at soccer practice with powdered Gatorade and Skim. That actually doesn't. Now I'm actually on board. That sounds like a creamsicle situation.
Yeah,
orange Gatorade
good.
And Skim powder. I'm listening to that.
That's protein fortified Gatorade right there.
Yeah. All right.
Finally,
this is we just invented something by accident. Out of the ashes of a disgusting riff comes something possible and interesting.
Beautiful Midwest riff.
the amount of dairy, and because you, I'm guessing you're in a no dairy. Filipinos don't fuck with dairy.
All. No,
Asians in general, I feel like Koreans will put like fucking cheese on shit. Weirdly,
so do Filipinos.
They do.
Yeah, well, there's like cheese ice cream.
Interesting.
What?
Yeah,
I guess I'm thinking of that like hot dog on a stick that Koreans will do.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of that is them misunderstanding American culture.
I think
and trying to get in on it like late in the game.
But I think they
all those Korean
it.
Hot dog spots.
We go to that Korean hot dog spot around the corner from me. It's like it's so much better than like corn dogs here.
Interesting.
It's like a fancy corn dog, but it takes them like 15 minutes to make the thing.
Yeah. They put a lot of work into it.
I think actually a hot dog should not be elevated. I think it deserves to stay in the basement. It's a disgusting food, and we should have it at barbecues, and we should take no. I'm with Jeff here. I'm not trying to wait 15 minutes for a hot dog in almost
any
circumstance.
When we did go, it took an hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For a bespoke cheese-covered hot dog on a stick?
He needed his Korean corn dog. We're all elite.
Yeah.
Two very interesting palates over here.
Jeff's coming in for revenge right now.
That's fucking hilarious. Yeah, because it's all. I respect that about the Asian palate. There's no dairy really anywhere.
No dairy. No. Lots of
spices and shit.
Spices, umamis, whatever the hell that
Give
is.
Give me some umami, brother.
Yeah, yeah, umami. Throws me off every time.
Yeah, you're not in on umami.
It's like purple, but it's got a milk vibe.
No, you're thinking
of. You're thinking about ube.
Ube, the purple
stuff. Umami.
Umami.
Wait, which one's that?
Umami is not really a thing. It's more of a description of a type of like savory flavor.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
It's a rich.
Yeah.
My
MSG has a lot of umami.
Yeah.
There's
mushrooms involved in
sometimes
it.
Sometimes tomato.
Oh, it's like a vibe.
It's a vibe, yeah. It's closer to a vibe. It's a vibe. Yeah. It's salty. It's savory salty with like a better like PR.
Oh,
team.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what umami is. It's good shit though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't tell the difference though
between what
umami and non-umami.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I just
my girlfriend made chili last night, and then she was like, "Oh, I put some umami in it." I was like, I couldn't tell.
But she might just be getting got by PR. Because now it's the kind of thing like they'll be like Wagyu steak at Walmart. And it's like, that's not Wagyu. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Whereas like umami, it's like, you know, I saw like at Costco, there's like umami flavoring. It's like, that's not. I think you got to put MSG. I think MSG was
it's been exonerated. As in, people used to think it would make you sick.
Yeah.
And they were like, no it's MSG, back. But it's actually good for you.
It is back.
It's that's umami.
MSG is back.
MSG's back, brother. Yeah.
And that's umami.
Yes, it is.
All right, look at me. Yes, let's go it somewhere.
It's part. Yeah,
I'm ready to tackle.
Lots
day.
Of different things can get you some umami.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's just a deep richness. I feel like fish. Sometimes fish stock can give you a little umami. Mm. Some tomato. A lot of different flavors.
How do you know when you're getting it?
It's just. We're, I mean, this is. You're pretty. You're barely hanging on to this concept. Yeah. The questions you're asking really betray that you're pretending to understand it a lot more than you actually do. So it's okay. So we can drop it. We don't have to keep. We don't have to keep talking about umami.
So someone at the table can disagree, though, if it's umami.
I suppose the way you could disagree if something's too salty or too sweet, you could have opinions on what level.
I could be like, this is an umami.
Well,
how much umami is in it?
Yeah, I think so.
I couldn't tell you the difference.
I think it's just it's just a flavor. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like you a, know, it's like it's a more wine. Of a richness, like a multiplier of flavors. It's not.
Yeah.
We really don't have to spend that much time on this.
But I could be at the table and be like, I disagree.
You, I guess, the way you could with almost
this
anything.
Is a new yeah.
You, somebody could bring a plate of. Let me put it in terms you understand. Somebody could bring a plate of well done noodles, and you could say, I could. They have some shape to them. These are not boiled enough.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
So the way you could say that, you'd be like, I'd like these a little more boiled, please.
So it's obvious, but it can be opinion-based.
Yes, it could, I guess.
All right.
To each his own.
I'm eating ice cream.
This is like teaching a baby. Yeah. This is like teaching a baby, like, what opinions are. Yes, some people like, even though you like cookies, doesn't mean she likes cookies. You can ask her, is this too much chocolate for you? You know, that kind of thing.
I can't wait to disagree.
Yeah. When you go have some of Wilford's girlfriend's chili, you could say, there's no umami in here, bitch.
I disagree. Getting with a fork and a knife.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.